hear people who are really challenging others, saying, you know, I wish people will accept me the way I am. You hear that? I wish people would accept me the way I am. When the one who is trying to change the quote way I am is not the people who looking, but the person who's in the body.
Man.
That's the one who's trying to change them. Every believer should be working on not changing who you are. Not changing who you are. Walking consistently in who you are and what you are. Now, most of the time when we talk about that, you need to walk in what you are, walk in who you are. Most of the time, we're not talking about the who you are and the what you are. Most of the time, we're talking about your, you know, your confession. What you believe God's going to do. You need to keep walking in who you are. You need to keep walking in your faith about this, your faith about that. But that's really not what you need to walk in. You need to walk in your sonship. Walk in your sonship. And here is what one of the things that sons get. This is one of the things, here's one of the things, and we're going to talk about this because it deals with prayer, that sons get. All right? Every son gets it. This is the power of being a son. Look at, first of all, in Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. And this is one of the reasons why prayer helps so much, because sons are the only ones that get this. This only applies to sons. It doesn't apply to wannabes. This applies to sons. Are you all going there? Romans chapter 5. Glory to God. I believe we're going to get something out of this.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Are you there? Yes. Therefore, being justified by what?
Faith.
We have what?
Peace
with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's his full redemptive name, Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. By whom also, say that word with me, also.
Also.
Say it again.
Also.
By whom also we have what?
Access.
We have what?
Access.
Oh, now that's what you get when you become a son. You get access. Nobody has that except sons. Access. Others get things from father, but sons have access. The children have access. Glory to God. It is the one, it is the most powerful thing of our life now. When you're walking with God and living for God and you are saved, glory to God. I ain't talking about talking saved. I'm talking about genuinely, truly saved, life consistent with that. Glory to God, hallelujah, and living that out through your life. When that is a part of your life, you have access. You have access, and you have it by faith.
Oh, yeah.
You have it with confidence. You have it with assurance. You have access by faith. Now, faith in Romans chapter 11, is that where it is? Not Romans, Hebrews. Chapter 11. Hebrews 11. The scripture says, now faith is the what?
Substance
of what?
Things hoped for.
So, if I read this like this, by whom we also have access by the substance of things hoped for into this grace. By whom we also have access by the things that are not seen. The evidence of the things that are not seen into this grace. We have this. We have access. We have access. And if the older saints didn't teach me anything, they taught me I have access.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They showed it through their lives, through their lifestyle, through their obedience. I have access. Access. Think of the power of that. Think of the greatness of that. Think of the how wonderful that is in your life and in your walk with God. That ought to remove fear. That ought to remove dreading. That ought to remove concerns about things not working out well. Because you have what?
Access.
Praying is asking. Praying is communicating and communion. You do not want anybody to communicate on your behalf who has no access. Glory to God. It's a waste. Don't want anybody communicating on your behalf who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows the Father. You don't want that kind of access. You want somebody who can talk to him. Who can get his attention.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who can speak. Who is not pushed out the door. Who has to get an appointment like you do. When access is someone, and the thing about it that is so wonderful about this with our walk with God is this access means that you are always connected. Always online. Always connected. Always what?
Connected.
Always connected. So now wait a minute now. How does that kind of an interesting analogy? It's actually a good analogy, it's the best analogy, because it's better than, we have internet service here at the church. And we are kind of always connected, provided.
Right.
The internet is not down for some reason, provided our antennas are going up and the signal is strong enough, and provided the electricity is even on, provided Comcast is not working on the line somewhere, we have access by faith to the God who is ever present, always, everywhere. Anywhere you are, he's never somewhere. You got to go. You know, we've heard people pray, Lord, go down to the place and do this. Yeah. Go over to the place and do that. Isn't it wonderful that even if we pray that, God, he don't just say, tell me to go over there. I'm already there. He doesn't have to. He doesn't tell us that most of the time, but he does look down on the fault to see how he. And yet at the same time, we don't have to ask him. He is already there. He is already there. What's the word?
Omnipresent.
Yeah. He is everywhere at the same time. And the great thing about this presence of God everywhere at the same time is the word describes him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Jesus says, I will dwell in you. The Father will dwell in you. The Holy Spirit will dwell with you and be in you. That is the New Testament experience, the New Testament life. And it is an unchanging, unbreakable connection. What a wonderful privilege.
Yes, it is.
Access. Got what?
Access.
Now Now, back in the Old Testament, it's clearly teaching that sin hides his face from us so that he will not hear us. But the good thing is, the sin problem is always something we fix. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
It's always something we can fix.
Amen. Uh-huh.
No person has to stay in sin.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Sin can be, I'm going to mess the English up, quit it whenever you get ready.
Yes.
Stop. Yes, stop.
Huh? I'm not knowing. I'm glad we didn't record that part. But we can. You can
stop it. You show
whenever you want.
That's right.
And the only reason why a person can say I can't stop whenever I get want to is because I am under demon possession.
That's
but
right.
Aren't you glad
that's
that
right.
ain't you?
I'm so glad.
Aren't you glad? And
yeah.
No demonic possession. No demonic possession here.
So
the
bad.
Devil ain't got me.
Oh, no.
Not this one. So I have been given by God, liberated with the power of choice, and by grace we have access. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we would stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Okay, let's go to another one. Go to another one. We pounded on that for a while. A lot longer than I. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. Ephesians 2 and 18. Are we going there? I had to stay in tonight, so I don't got in a preaching mode or something. You need to be sitting down and talking with me. Got on my feet tonight. Ephesians 2:18. Y'all got that? Ephesians 2:18. Are we together? Ephesians 2:18. Okay. Let's back up. Let's back up to verse 12. That's a good place to start. Are we there? Well, he says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants, plural, of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, say that with me,
but now
in Christ Jesus,
yes.
Ye who sometimes were far off, or in your past were far off, are made nigh by the what?
Blood of Christ.
By the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm close because
yes.
of the blood. I have access because
yes.
of the blood.
Yes.
Glory to God. And that's why everybody, when something goes wrong, when I get out of fellowship, when I'm missing with God, I don't need to wait till another service.
Amen.
I know that's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, I repent. Lord, forgive me.
Right.
And let the blood wash me.
Yes. Yes.
So I can't stand to be unprotected
yes.
one
yes.
minute.
Amen.
If I'm going to keep my insurance up on my car because I can't be saying to be unprotected 1 minute, how much more should I keep my insurance on my soul? I can't be unprotected not even 1 minute.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, yes. Who was sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, verse 14, for he is our peace.
Amen.
Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. And don't ever read that word as enemy. Because it is so much better than enemy. Because what he did was get rid of more than enemies.
That's right.
He got rid of tendencies. Glory to God.
Glory.
Enmity. Glory to God. Even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances for to make in himself a twain, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the, that is again, enmity, thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him, we both have what? Access by what?
One spirit
unto who?
The Father.
The Father. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer helps because I've got what?
Access.
I can pray because I got what?
Access.
And I gotta walk worthy to maintain my access.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Access. And always keep this in mind. If God's will for me, look at it like this. If God's will for me is to stand like this, and I'm standing, I'm not out of the will of God because you saying words at me that I shouldn't be hearing. Now that's a real simple illustration, but it has so much depth to it because many of us cave to the enemy's words. When we are standing fast in the Lord, he'll tell us, you ain't really standing.
Yeah, stay there.
You ain't really standing. Sometimes we just have to remind ourselves that, you know, if he say I ain't standing, he really don't know how to tell the truth, so must be.
Must be standing.
And his word must be alive.
Thank you.
Are you with me tonight? Glory to God. He said, we have access. Glory to God. We have access by one spirit to the Father. We have what?
Access.
By one spirit to the Father. We have access to God. Think of that. Think of that. Now everything in us ought to be saying, I don't want to mess that up.
Yes, indeed.
Here's a good phrase for that. Stay so you can pray. Stay in the kind of place, in the kind of walk, in the kind of faith so you can pray. Stay in the place where you have access. Don't ever tamper with the thing that gives you what?
Access. Wow.
Unfortunately, sometimes believers are more diligent about making sure that somebody who comes out to their house working on something don't cut their cable line than they are about making sure that they don't do stuff that cuts their and you know what? Every one of us who have allowed our access to be cut have one testimony. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. I mean, I don't care for what reason I let it get cut off and how long I let it get cut off and for what period I let it get cut off to do whatever I wanted to do and then get it back. It was never worth it. When it was all said and done, there was zero value there. Zero.
Lord
Jesus. There was what? Zero. You get nothing out of it. Look at the next verse there. We not only have access by the Spirit. Glory to God. What that verse said. Have access. 19, I kept trying to look for access. Now, therefore, ye are no more what?
Strangers.
And no more foreigners, but fellow citizens and the saints of the household of God. Let's keep reading because the rest of this is still good. Even if it's not filled with access necessarily, but it's directly related. And I'm built up on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building frame, fitly framed together, groweth into a holy what?
Temple
in the Lord. That's what I was talking about earlier, about him being in you. You are his temple. In whom ye are also built together for an habitation of the Lord God through the Spirit. In other words, it's not only important for me, it's important for me and you. Why is it important, not just important for me to remain in a place of access, but it's important for me and you to remain in a place of access? Why is that important? Because the habitation of God is not just a person. And the temple of God is not just a person. The habitation and the temple of God that we're reading about right here is the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's me and you.
Hallelujah.
Me and you. Get it together.
That's it, preacher.
Jointly. The truth of the matter is, I can't help you like I can help you if I'm connected and disconnected and connected and disconnected. And you can't help me like you need to help me, and we can't help each other like we need to help each other if we're connected, disconnected, connected. You on today, I'm off today. The power of our lives is that consistency
of
connection.
Oh, yes.
What are you saying? Believers of yesterday, especially when you go back and reading in the book of Acts and how they came together and prayed and so forth and so on, they understood that it was necessary for them all to live a saved life, all to be on track with God. Why? Because they all needed the power of one another's prayers. They all needed the power and the grace and the essence and the influence of one another's prayer, because it is the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, not a righteous person, but the righteous. He's talking about the body. He's talking about the fellowship of believers that avails much. You've heard it said, it's so true. One can chase a thousand, two can put 2,000 in the flight. You heard that Old Testament and New Testament. Jesus said, if any two of you shall agree and ask anything in my name, it shall be done of the Father. And it's the only way to live under the power of an it shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The only way to live is through prayer, through intercession, through staying connected with God so we can call on God for each other.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just feel like running.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right? Are we together now?
Yes.
Yes. look at this Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. This is a good place. We covered this, but I put emphasis a little bit last time on the salvation part, but I really did almost nothing with the supply part. I don't even know if I even mentioned that. But this verse tells me Paul was asking the believers to pray for him, and he was letting them know that you not only help in salvation, and there are some synonyms of that word salvation. It could be translated healing, deliverance, victory.
Man.
I like to call it get victory. That's my best word. It is the get victory. But the other part is, he says, through the help of your prayers, it's going to turn to supply.
Yeah.
Now let's look at that. Are we together?
Amen.
Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. Is that where we're going?
Amen.
All right. Let's see if we can get some nuggets in this. This is showing up. Glory to God. I think it would be good to just, you know, I always like to, you know, to go back and kind of get a context of things, because it helps to give us a real, a balanced view of what the text actually is trying to say. Think of the verse 12. Can you go back to that?
Verse
12. Mm-hmm. Paul says, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel.
All right.
Now, I love the King James where he says, you know, glory to God. You know, the enemy comes in and he's going to be throwing things. And when when the enemy gets through shaking things up, when things get shook up, what happens? Something falls out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you let the enemy know, you know, all it's going to do, you know, you get through shaking me up, it's going to be all that's going to fall out is furtherance of the gospel.
Okay. All right.
You know, what's going to fall out of this, what's going to come out of this is get victory.
Amen.
What's going to fall out of this is God's going to still have his way.
Amen.
What's going to fall out of this, God's victory is going to still be done.
Yes.
He said, it fell out. He said, all the things that happened to me, they didn't diminish me. They didn't set me back. They furthered me. Okay.
Yeah.
Say with me, falling forward.
Falling forward.
Say with me, failing forward.
Failing forward.
Glory to God. Say with me, hurting forward.
Hurting forward.
Glory to God. Everything, when you can start looking at life like that, and it's because you got access, that it doesn't matter what happens to you, it doesn't back you up.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It falls out.
Thank you, Jesus.
To further.
Thank you, Jesus.
Furtherance of the gospel.
Furtherance.
And it ain't about me.
That's
it's
right.
About God.
That's right.
Devil,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He still gets no glory. He still gets no glory. It falls out for the furtherance. This is wealth. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. Many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bonds and are much more bold to speak the word of the Lord without fear. He said, because of what I went through, others got encouraged. Because of what I went through, because when they saw the fallout, it wasn't an atomic bomb. It wasn't, hallelujah, radiation to kill everybody. What fell out was green pastures. What fell out was the goodness of the Lord. What fell out? Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell somebody near you and say, look for the fallout.
Look for the fallout.
Look for the fallout.
Hallelujah.
He says, they got bold to speak because they saw when God could do it for him and strengthen him and the gospel still be furthered, obedience still works.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Obedience what?
still here.
Glory to God. Verse 15. Some, are we together?
Yes.
Preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. See, some the people got motives all over the place. The one preached Christ of contention and not sincerely, supposing to add afflictions to my bonds. But the others of love, knowing that I'm set for the defense of the gospel, what then, notwithstanding,
everywhere,
whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is what? Preach. So he's saying, I don't care what the motive is. It falls out. For the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It reminds me of a preacher saying, you know, said, do you know that preacher was on the radio and he just preached about you and about your church and what y'all were doing? He said, well, I want to thank him. How are you thanking him? He was saying bad things. He said, he gave me, he paid to advertise about me.
Yeah.
what they doing over there? All of that shouting over there. Tell it, brother. Tell it.
Yeah.
All of that prosperity over there. Tell it, brother. Tell it. All of that, you know, somebody got healed over there. Tell it, brother. Tell it. See, that's why you can't get all bent out of shape because people are trying to say things to beat you down.
Yeah.
If it's God's charge for your life, it will fall.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I don't care how. He said, Christ will still preach.
Yes.
Christ will still preach. Somebody got saved, even with the stupid stuff.
Amen.
Glory to God. Are we together? What verse am I on now?
19.
19. For I know that this shall turn to my what?
Salvation
through your what?
Prayers.
And look at the connection is, he said, I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers. But look at the rest of it. And I know that this shall turn to my supply
of the Spirit
of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So now look at that. Prayer not only brings deliverance, healing, but prayer does something about after deliverance, after victory. See, you need salvation to break the yoke, but you need supply to keep going.
That's it. Yes, sir.
When you're in the army, they tell me you have to have, you need to carry your supplies with you. And look at what God is saying. He's saying, when you pray, I don't want you to believe that God is going to just get them out of this. Pray with the confidence that there's going to be a supply of the
Lord.
Spirit of God.
God.
That God is not only going to heal them,
thank
he's going to keep them healthy.
Glory to God.
And so, sister, I want you to understand
that's going to
be a plan for you. Not only your deliverance and your
eyes,
but the supply. Glory to God. Not just, Lord, get my son to the altar.
Yes, all right, thank you, Lord.
But, Lord, fill him with the Holy
yes,
Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God. Not just, Lord, don't let him come for a service. But, Lord, get him back in the household of faith.
Yes.
Glory to God. Lord, oh, God, I'm not just asking you to touch my brother who's had the heart
hallelujah.
Issue. Oh, with the heart to have the brother. But raise him up. Raise him up.
Hallelujah.
Put it back on the battlefield. Oh, let's just give God praise for the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless your name. Now, Father, we just make a commitment to implement everything we've heard in the Word of God tonight, that you will be saints after the heart of God, pursuing the heart of God, moving in your direction, that your will be done in us, your name will be glorified in us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
We bless you, Lord. We glorify you,
Lord.
And we go in the prayer. Deliver and supply.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Supply.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. I want you to start believing that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Tell your husband that the Holy Ghost said, deliver and supply. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deliver and supply.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Wait, you just mentioned, y'all can go to the house if you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.